This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
In three, two, one. So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
Cubs trail 3-1. Eighth inning, two down, a runner at first. And the 2-1. Tucker rolls one to the right side, fielded by Terang over to first. In time, inning over. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left.
Speaks, we both love baseball. I had a thought as we were talking about all this stuff as it pertains to the Cubs. Before we get into our Kyle Tucker discussion, isn't it also just a little weird to have your season in on a Saturday night?
Yeah, in terms of processing. For sure.
And I don't even mean for what we do, it's always weird, right? Because we're waiting until Monday to talk about it. But just as a fan, like Saturday night seems like such a weird night to have your season end.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And then if you're taking in sports yesterday, you're having kind of an odd sort of
hangover.
A little hangover, some apathy going on with the football until it gets you into it, if it's good enough to get you into it. And the baseball keeps going. I thought, unsurprisingly, our guy Nico after the game was poignant, saying that, you know, it's a weird thing when you feel good and you feel like you have so much more to give and you've been doing nothing but preparing for 7 months and now there's no next thing. All of a sudden, it stings.
And you have to wait until you get all the way back here. You know, like that's the hard part of being a really good team that doesn't win, when you have to go, damn, like we have to go through that entire thing again.
If we're going to try and better ourselves and get some of this stink away, we're going to have to just get here in the first place. Imagine being a Phillies fan when they get this far time after time after time after time and don't get past it and then have a really nice season. I mean, that part sounds good. That part sounds fun.
Sounds really good.
So look, overall, I'm left feeling like the Kyle Tucker experience in terms of our taking it in.
Our rubric was NLC championship. They were one game away from that.
And they didn't get there.
They didn't.
And he had an at-bat that is in a spot where it's supposed to be him. I had a friend text me, this is what you traded Cam Smith for. This at bat is what you traded Cam Smith for.
It is.
And you had him up in that sixth. Yes, against the lefty throwing 98, but he worked that count to get it to 3-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And it's crazy to think of your overall experience
boiled down to one at bat.
So I won't. I'll also think about the injury and the awkwardness with the injury and the leaving.
And the stuff before that, though, where he was an MVP candidate for,
all of it.
For 4 months out of the season.
Uh-huh. But then the postseason failure, as it coincides with previous postseason failures in Houston, where he wasn't always great. Like, I'm overall, it's obviously a net positive effect on your season. But in terms of the experience as an observer, I'm left with kind of a negative experience. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to argue to throw $400 million at that guy. In the middle of the year, I was arguing to throw $600 million at that guy. But
I can't convince you if tomorrow they're like, hey, $400 million, we got a deal done for 10 years.
I don't know, man. I really don't like the way he plays right field.
I don't either.
I really don't like the way he plays right field. I don't.
Which is weird because he's got a gold glove. But that right field that he got the gold glove in is very different than the one he's playing in now.
Yeah. So there's that part of it. And then there's just the truism about this particular org is not going to spend $400 million on him and then also spend $300 million on somebody else, then also spend another $250 on, like, they're not. So is this guy worth it? I mean, you keep coming back down to that on which star is worth it, if a star is indeed worth it. But I watched a year of him and I don't have the feeling that I had in the first half, and I'm not going to be sitting here advocating for them to go get him at all costs. I'm not.
Might you be better off with some combination of Kyle Schwarber and a starting pitcher?
I think you're certainly better off with a starting pitcher of consequence who misses bats. I think that's what you have to use that money on. If I told you that right field / DH next year, okay, was going to be Seiya Suzuki, Owen Casey, and Moises Ballesteros, that those three guys,
they're going to rotate between DH and right field,
yep,
for you?
And Ballesteros won't play out there, but he'll DH a lot. And when he doesn't DH, and if it has to be Seiya, then Casey's out there. Or maybe it's Casey sometimes and Seiya's out there. If I told you those three guys get right field DH, and you use money
to go get a third baseman?
For real on some other stuff. Maybe it's a third baseman. Bregman's going to opt out. You could go down that road again if you want. Or it's certainly a power starting pitcher to help with your starting pitching, especially come playoff time.
You give Suarez some money?
Robert Suarez?
Eugenio Suarez.
Has a couple Suarez's. Because the Padres closer, he's a free agent too, right? I think about both those guys. I do. I think about both. Because they got a lot of free agents in the bullpen. But, hey, man, Operation # Woo King Tuck.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. It's over. I mean,
are you going to change your mind if they sign him? Like, are you back all in if they sign him? What if I told you it was $350 million? Does that change things for you?
See,
is it a matter of dollars? Or is it a matter of you got a whole year of the player and you don't like the player as much as you thought?
I thought I was going to like the player a lot more. And
that's fair.
That's just where I am right now. that I thought I was going to like the player an awful lot more.
Do you, I mean, we can do like a really unscientific thing, but whether it's people inside of the stream or on YouTube or folks that want to text us, are you in a similar place to Speaks about Kyle Tucker? Like, or is this something that we need to put? Should we put a cork in this for like a week?
Because of the feelings of the moment?
Yeah, like have a cooling off period and then really discuss the Kyle Tucker thing?
It's a good question. We'll certainly have time to do it. Let's do that. Let's do that and find another time. But that's where I am. And as you know, those feelings kind of changed a little bit. But here's the other thing that's part of it.
No, the evolution of the feelings on Kyle Tucker makes sense, Speed.
And he's just not that into being here, it seems. The way that thing feels.
I don't know if I want to go that far.
Oh, dude.
I do think that there is some mercenary to him.
Yes.
And I don't begrudge him that, because if I were in the same position that he was, you might want to take a look around and see what's out there. What feels better? What are the months of April and May? Where do you want to be? The months of September and October? Like, yeah. Where do you want to be?
I hear you, man. But that was part of Operation Hashtag Woo King Tuck, appropriately named, was like, hey, let's have him fall in love. And we celebrated moments when, like, oh, look, he's got a nephew that sings the song at the end of games. All right, maybe he's fallen for it. Maybe he's been to a restaurant. Remember?
He likes food.
What was it? Which place was it? It was Babette's, right?
Yeah, or Babette's, yeah.
Babette's. So, yeah, it's like, but really, then when it comes down to it, at the very end, they say, hey, you want to be here? And he's like,
Is it your wish, if it can happen, that you'll return here and maybe stay in Chicago a long time?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know what the future's going to hold, but, you know, if not, it's, you know, honor playing with all these guys, and, you know, wish everyone the best of luck, whether it's, you know, playing next year or not, for them. And, you know, it's a really fun group to be a part of.
We'll see what happens.
That wasn't a ringing endorsement of him staying a part of the team.
But he hasn't been about that all year. He doesn't ringingly endorse much.
But as a free agent, you owe it to yourself to look around. Like, just, and you can come back. And you can be like, okay, I listen to the Yankees and I listen to Boston and I listen to the Angels and all this other stuff. I'm like, I kind of like it here, and there's some unfinished business. It's still possible to happen.
Sure.
But I would never thought that he was going to extend during. It didn't make a lot of sense from his perspective to do it unless it was all the money.
You could be spiking the ball a lot harder if you want. You know, I've had teammates who really enjoyed this moment of spiking the ball. And you know,
I understood why.
I'm not going to name names.
I understood why you felt the way you did about like trying to get him to fall in love. It's just that, I use my own experience, like as a free agent, like that, or pending free agent. Like, you owe it to yourself to at least go look. And then you go,
for sure.
You know what I like? I like right there where I'm at.
Well, sure. But the other thing is like the way that ballpark is playing with the wind and such, you know? I mean, that could be a factor in there too.
Yeah, I mean, taxes. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that you have to think through. Where your family's most comfortable, where you're close to other family members. Like, there's a lot.
I just really need to see an investment with the money that I thought was going to be held on to use on Tucker. Like, you fell short on Bregman, and then here comes Tucker, but now if it's not going to be Tucker, and again, I'm fine with that, then show me some investment in some pieces that you do think will get you over the top.
I think a reunion with Kyle Schwarber would make Cubs fans feel a lot better.
Put Ian Happ in right field?
Sure. That's fine. Do what you need to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.